Oh no, I think it's very much changed in 8 years. And what I would consider changes in a say from the underground perspective, it's automation. We, as the mine gets older, the bores are further out. There's more belt lines. We have to find ways to stay competitive. So we have to find ways to, reduce travel time to a bore. We've invested a lot of money in figuring out how, and a lot of time and effort into figuring out, oh, how can we keep these bores running when there's nobody there at shift change. And it's opened up some doors to tele-remote operating, which is kind of where the future of potash underground mining is headed, in that, oh, there's still going to be plenty of employees and technicians and maintenance and people to fix and instrumentation techs. But, the idea is that for certain stages of the day, instead of that bore sitting idle, it's running, and if someone's operating it from surface or from some other remote location.